Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:42, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And he's about to take your calls right now, because if you want a pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses Saturday, September 19th, next year at Truist Park, you can win them right now, 404-726-0929. These tickets do not even go on sale until Friday at Ticketmaster.com, so go ahead, take care of that right now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do have Mic'd Up coming up momentarily. We're going to talk about buying your significant other a Christmas gift.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
Yes, I just blew y'all's mind, but I'll tell you exactly what I mean.
People say they are okay with nothing, and they're not.
I know.
Okay. All right, we'll get to it.
I figured it. I've cracked the code, guys. Cracked the code.
All right, so Penn State is allegedly going after BYU's Kalani Sitake. Here's the weirdest twist in this story, though, is that Crumbl Cookie CEO Jason McGowan, he put out a cryptic tweet. He's a huge donor of BYU, and clearly he doesn't want Kalani going anywhere. He put out, "Some people are not replaceable. Sounds like it is time for me to get off the sidelines and get to work."
This is so crazy that it sounds like something from like a Reddit board. You know what I mean? I talked to my buddy, and he's friends with the CEO of Crumbl. And he says that he's throwing down on keeping Kalani Sitake at BYU. It's like, oh, yeah, sure. Sure, Jason. You know, I mean, like, what are we doing? But then again, I think the question comes down for me, and you know, it's hard for me to answer this because I went to a big school. BYU is a big school, but it's kind of in that kind of second-tier threshold a lot of times when it comes to football. He went to BYU. You know what I mean? Like, are you leaving a place where you're the head coach, your alma mater, and you're having success, and you've lost one game this year, to go all the way across the country and be a head coach at a place like Penn State? Like, yeah. That's where I'm really hung up on this whole story.
It's money, though.
Just use it to get a payday. I mean, it also makes me, and I'm not saying this has nothing to do with him and BYU or whatever, but you fired a guy that won over 100 games, who just took you to the national semifinal game, and you were the first opening, and you're the last one that's not filled, seemingly, of the big ones.
Yeah,
and that's what you're going to do. Again, not judging the coach, not judging the hire. That's, none of that is a thing. But it's like, it just kind of comes back to that. I don't know if this is true, because you get all the internet stuff, but I was reading this guy, and he was like, yeah, he was like, the problem with Penn State's having right now is they've gone to war with Jimmy Sexton, and Sexton's not giving them anybody. Yeah, he's keeping all the because Sexton has some of the who's of coaches on his roster as far as he's the agent for.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, no, because of the way because what happened with Franklin, because I had heard a rumor.
Here comes the Reddit.
This wasn't on Reddit. This was from people around that program.
Crumbl Cookie.
That Franklin, after the semifinal, wanted a raise, another raise. Remember, he had just gotten one not too long, like the year, like going into last season. And then he wanted one again after the semifinal thing. And the AD told him no, and he went over his head. And then the AD got wind of it and was like, just waiting for a moment to fire you. And so I don't know if that's true. That's all rumor board stuff. And, you know, you hear people talk around programs and stuff, and you never know who's informed and who's not. But that's what I heard.
If you want to roll your eyes a little bit more at this crumble cookie piece of it, I just went to Jason's Twitter. And so he had that cryptic post out. But then he also posted, why do you love Kalani? What does it mean to you to have Kalani as our head coach at BYU? Right now is the moment to let Kalani feel the love, respect, and gratitude of Cougar Nation. He has given everything to this program. Let's show him how much he means to us. Share your heart. Let's lift Kalani together.
Go to crumblecookie.com. Use code Kalani. You can get a six-pack of crumble right now.
50% of proceeds go to BYU.
Proceeds go to Kalani.
It is.
Let's go,
they go
baby.
To Kalani.
You just know it's working out there. Might as well say fundraiser on the side of the box like the Krispy Kreme ones do. Yeah, let's just get this thing fired up. It's Kalani.
Dylan, is Crumble Cookie a sponsor? one, if not, they need to be. Their cookies apparently have a lot of calories in them.
I'm sure. I'm positive they do.
They're big.
Apparently, their cookies
can also last you like a week.
Yeah.
You have to get the special cutter to divide it into four different pieces.
And I think we're going to get to the Lane Kiffin contract stuff.
I
don't want to jump over you, Allie. So go ahead. I was going to make a judgment based on what we're just talking
some
about.
Some of this is ridiculous.
Well, Lane Kiffin, obviously, he's gotten a lot of press over what's been going on at LSU. And within his contract, he's going to be paid $13 million per year before incentives. He's also going to have LSU pay his bonus, depending on how Ole Miss does in the playoffs. And if he wins a national championship, he has a requirement that he gets a raise to make him the highest paid coach in the country.
That's fine. Although, what happens when Kirby's escalator makes him the highest paid coach and Dabo's make him, like, how do those
there's offset language, yeah.
But the thing for me is that LSU is paying his bonuses for what happens to Ole Miss. Hey man, if you wanted those bonuses, you should have stayed there. Sorry.
That's completely wrong.
No.
He's the one holding all the cards, dude. They're the ones desperate for a freaking head coach firing Brian Kelly. They're the ones whose governor's been talking about this situation. He's holding all the cards. He could have told him to pay that bonus and double it.
You think
they're really worried about Pete Golding taking him to a national title?
Well, the point is this is ridiculous. Like,
it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I got news for you, but nobody down there is saying you should have stayed. No, that's not happening.
I told you earlier what I thought if I was a college football coach at a regular at any school and a bigger fish came, I would jump on that like a lottery ticket blowing into a winning lottery ticket out there on the street blowing around. I'd just jump on it. And take it to the house, and I don't care what happens after that because I've got X amount buyout.
Yeah. I do want to ask you, I don't know if you saw the report. Did you see the report about what happened between Florida and Lane Kiffin? I think John Talty is the one that put this out for CBS Sports.
Allegedly.
John Talty's, I think he's a friend of the show, actually. We've had him on.
Yes, I mean, right.
He says that Florida wanted him to have a GM that would report directly to the AD, to Scott Strickland. And he immediately was like, abso-freaking-lutely not.
See, I read it as he wanted his guy that had been at Ole Miss with him more.
I agree.
Because remember Nick Polk?
Yes.
Friend of the show, too, because we've known Nick for years.
Pretty sure he's in the mafia.
No, he's Nation all the way. He told me when I saw him down there. He was there, and he's now gone. And they brought in Dave Caldwell, who actually worked for the Falcons.
Definitely
as well.
A friend of the show.
And
definitely Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then was the GM in Jacksonville.
He was the Les Snead here for a minute.
Yes. And they wanted him. And I read it as more about the fact that Kiffin wanted his guy and not Caldwell.
The interesting part to me was they didn't want the GM to report to the head coach. They wanted to separate those two factions. You wanted somebody dealing with contract, which I can see as a way to kind of shield Lane Kiffin from the conversations where a player's coming in his office every week, but he did not like that, evidently, according to John Talty.
Well, it's a weird thing in college where the coach is over the GM, and then in an NFL, the GM's over the coach.
Yeah.
I believe it that Florida wanted a separation of powers to where neither reports to the other.
Yeah.
And they both report to the AD.
Yeah, Lane didn't like that.
Hey, this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming from 2 to 6. They'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football and conference championship weekend in college football while also enjoying the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. It's Dukes and Bell, Thursday 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And speaking of Buffalo's Cafe, as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Yesterday was December 1st. All right, we're kind of getting into the nitty gritty here. We're getting to the point where you got to start really looking at Christmas gifts. I think most of our shopping is done. I'm trying to be careful with the way I talk about this. Obviously, we talked about our friend George the Elf yesterday who visited us. He was hanging from a light fixture today. When we woke up, craziness.
George.
It's just all that mischief. You know what I mean? All that mischief. So the wife and I get the kids down last night, turn on the Hawks game, kind of lay in there, and she's like, all right, we got to talk. What do you want for Christmas? And I was like, I'm glad you brought it up because I ain't bought you anything. I have not bought you one single thing for Christmas at this point. So we kind of go back and forth. And we did the thing that we talked about this probably a year and a half ago where we had our anniversary, and she was like, I don't want anything. I just want to spend it. And I was like, I know better than this. And every time that conversation comes up and she talks about, really, we just get each other one thing. We just get each other one thing.
It's a great impression.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she's at work by now. It always ends with me looking bad. So last year I went over the top. I was like, oh yeah, we'll get each other one thing. Dude, I'm like, I'm getting Cartier rings. Like I'm doing the whole thing. Like I'm spending.
Nice.
I'm going there. I'm buying whatever she wants. Everything she had on her list, it got emptied. I was like, well, I'm going there. And then she felt bad. And she was like, this is ridiculous. You shouldn't have spent this much money. This is absurd. I'm like, yeah, okay. It's probably a good point. So we sit down last night and I go, I got an idea. We will buy each other one thing, but we won't buy it. We'll promise each other one thing. All right. And it won't cost any money. And so I told her, I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 3 nights where you can go stay at a hotel by yourself and order room service. And I will take care of the children. You can pick any 3 nights throughout the year
of
2026. I do.
On the hotel?
On the hotel, yeah.
Okay.
I do. I pay the tab on the hotel. So it's not like free. It's not like I'm not buying her anything, but it's also not something she's just going to throw in a closet.
Is this like a Radisson or?
No, it'd probably be, I can't remember the name of the place up there, so I'm not going to give it away. But it's a middle to upper tier. Not like
something
crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, she's not staying at the Four Seasons.
So you're not saying you're like an extended stay or anything?
No. So then she looks at me, she goes, oh my God, that sounds incredible. She's like, wait a second. Whoa, what do you want then?
You know,
don't let your head go in the gutter, Paul. I can see your eyes going over there.
No, I know what you're about to say.
What did I say?
I can guarantee you about to say, I want you to go to San Diego for the NASCAR race.
The NASCAR race. I was like, I want a NASCAR race weekend. I don't want any questions asked. I want 3 days to go wherever I want in this country to go to a freaking NASCAR race and not have any questions asked. I'm just going. I'm just rent free. I don't have to feel guilty. I don't have to try to line up childcare. I'm just getting out of town for 3 days and I'm going to like all 3 series. I'm going to the trucks.
But she's going to go with you to San Diego one, right?
That's what we're still left hashing out.
Oh wow.
That's what I know
you and I will be at Echo Park Speedway.
Speedway's happening. Echo Park Speedway lives rent free in my head right now. I think about it almost every day.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to get to Echo Park.
But
there's some bucket list ones, man. I want to get to Darlington. I want to get to Bristol.
I gotta
hit these. So yes, I think what we are doing, and she knows this, so I don't have to worry about not saying it. She's going to get 3 nights in a hotel. I am going to be able to pick my weekend where I get 3 days and I go to a NASCAR race of my choosing. Now, if she wants to come, she can. But if she doesn't want to, daddy's out of here, baby. Let's go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I think you hacked it pretty well. Yeah.
You're welcome out there, everybody. You're welcome.
That's a great idea.
When he started saying it, I knew exactly
knew where I was going
what
with
he was
doing. I thought you were going a different direction.
No.
Do you want for Christmas that doesn't cost any money? Well. I'm glad you asked.
No, I didn't go there because the evil look you saw was me going...
I was like, his mind's in the gutter.
No, I think you okey-doked her.
Oh, okay.
I did. Because I listen, like, I'm around. We talk.
You know exactly
how we do iRacing, and I hear every week him and, yeah, Doug, I gotta get to San Diego.
Remember what I said the other day? Yeah. I said, I'm trying to get my 2026 plans put together.
Yeah,
I gotta
exactly.
figure them out. Now's the time,
Look
baby. Now's the time.
So it's safe to say that Mike fleeced Lindsay?
I did.
Wow.
But I'm also giving her what she wants in the process. So it works out.
There you go. If all parties are happy, that's all that matters.
Is all that matters.
Sounds like good pizza.
Merry Christmas to the Johnson family.
There it is. You're welcome, everybody.
Congratulations to Ronnie from Cartersville. He won the tickets to Guns N' Roses. Reminder, those tickets do go on sale on Friday at Ticketmaster.com. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
And trick your significant other into getting what you want for Christmas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.